So, when Dasya, it permeates all the rasas, all the other relationships have that mood of servitude, then why is Dasya needed separately? Actually, Krishna explains in the 15th chapter that this world is like an upside down banyan tree. So, that means whatever is present in this world is present in its pure form in the spiritual world. So, this means that actually we see in this world, we all have different kinds of relationships. You know, we have our spouse, we have our children, we have our parents, we have our friends, and we have servants. So, whatever is present in this world, it is present in its pure form in the spiritual world. So, there are just increasing degrees of intimacy. So, Dasyaras is also a part of the original flavor of the spiritual world where Krishna is the Lord and he is served in different ways. So, in a sense that we could say that at one level, these rasas are vertical. So, Sakya is above Dasya or Vatsal is above Sakya. That's true. At another level, they are also, we could say, horizontal in the sense that they are not only upwards, but all of them are serving Krishna. It is, they are all, the devotees in Dasya Rasa, they are satisfied completely. Because the Krishna enriches them with pure spiritual ecstasy based on their Rasa. So it's just the spiritual world is the complete experience of Krishna at home with his loving associates. So as a part of that home, there is also servants. So there are devotees who are in Dasya Rasa and they are also fully enriched in the Dasya Rasa. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yes, Ram.